What's my favourite thing about Ipswich? Ah. It's hard to name one. Well, it's nice to come here. I mean, a lot of people think this new Trump's new tariffs, they think there's going to be an international, not just a recession, but a depression. They think that the economy is going to be absolutely fucking decimated. So it's nice to come here and see what that will look like. It's amazing that gets a round of applause here. You guys go, yeah, he's got a point. We're ahead of the curve. Husband thinks you're a wanker, so I'm here by myself. Where are you? Hi. What's your name? Biddy. What, sorry?
Biddy.
Biddy? Yeah. Biddy? Yeah. What year is it? Who the fuck is... I really appreciate you. Are you here with friends or just on your own? Just by yourself. Thank you so much for coming to see. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm not for everyone. Now, this other half of yours. Where's he tonight?
At home.
He's at home. Should we call him? Do you think we should call him though? It's up to you, but we should probably call him, shouldn't we? Biddy's other half, I'll have a chat. See what he says. Let's see if he's at home. Oh yeah, Christ. You have to switch your phone off. Oh, so now we're switching that back on. Well, this could take a minute, it's fine. I've got nothing but time. What's he called?
Greg.
Greg, oh, fuck that guy. What does Greg do?
He's got a load of bakers.
Huh? He's got a load of what?
A load of bakers.
He's got a load of bakers. Nice. It's fucking Greg's joke. Fucking get involved, people. We're passing the time while she works out her passcode. Oh, no, you can't put him on to me. You can't call him. Oh, hi, Greg. Hi, Greg. It's Jimmy Carr calling. It's a slightly delicate matter. I'm here with Biddy.
Yeah.
And there's been an accident. The condom broke. Biddy, thank you so much. I know you're going to be in trouble. Worth it. I'm so sorry for any discomfort that causes. I think I've proved you right. We've had fun, and I've proved him right. I'm also a dick. Yeah, that's... he's 100% right. And a wig. Oh, the spray tan, the Donald Trump thing. Well, apparently Donald Trump's hair is easily explained by the lack of hair transplant in the 80s. You couldn't get one in the 80s, so they used to do a thing called a scalp reduction. You ever heard about this? No, fuck it, all right, here's the story. So, it used to be you couldn't get a hair transplant, so what they would do is they would put a balloon between your scalp and your skull, and they would blow up the skin over the course of a week. Right? So you'd look like a fucking alien. And then when that was finished, they'd take the balloon out, they would cut out the bald bit and sew that bit to that bit. Right? So his hairline, the bit that used to be there, is now fucking there. That's why his hair blows in weird directions, right? That's what a scalp reduction is. It's what Michael Jackson had done after the Pepsi thing. What the fuck? He made a commercial for Pepsi and they burnt his fucking hair off so he had a scalp reduction. Yeah. And look, sometimes there's just useful information in the show. Useful's maybe a stretch, but you, yeah. Scout Productions, fucking Google it if you're interested. Was I well behaved at school? Towards the end, yeah. Not until I was 16, I was a bit of a tearaway, and then I moved schools, and I was very well behaved. Annoyingly so. I got nothing. What's your name, madam? Come on, you know this. Go on, what's your name? What's your name?
George.
George? Christ, they wanted a boy, didn't they? You've had a little girl, what are you going to call her? George. They've got technology now. They could change it. What do you do, George?
District nurse.
A district nurse? Right. Don't woo, because I'm not sure about that. Obviously, the finest nurses are in the fucking hospitals. Of course they are. The best nurses are in the hospitals. The ones that are quite good are in doctor's surgeries. And the ones that barely pass the exams are given a bike and told to fuck off. That's what we have here. She's off out. Does anyone need a nurse? I've got bandages. Sorry. It's my call the midwife version of what you do. So what kind of people do you visit? Palliative patients? Well, you can't fucking go wrong, can you? Oh, hang on, I'm giving you too much of that. Oh, he was expecting it, no matter. I could get out of jail free. What? I'm just saying. Go on, palliative patients, what, any others? Nasty leg ulcers. It's a real fucking specialty, that, isn't it? Got a gammy leg. Ugh. Well, fucking excellent. Has anyone got a nasty leg ulcer? She's here. Might as well use her. So, Tony Fitt, what do you do for a living, sir? Guy that's turning 50, go on, what do you do?
A catering manager.
A catering manager? What kind of catering is this? What's going on? There's clearly more.
In schools.
You're a dinner lady. It's one of those roles that's it's gendered, it's just the way things are. It's not police officer, it's policeman. Fireman, dinner lady. I don't know what to suggest, sir. Maybe a massive midlife crisis? Maybe a massive fuck-off tattoo. Just saying, fucking dinner lady. Good on you. What kind of a school? Is it like a senior school?
Private.
Yes. So you've got turkey dinosaurs, but they're the... You've got like a proper T-Rex and a Velociraptor. Nice. Hi, Jimmy. Can you sign my plaster cast? Who's in plaster?
Me.
But what have you done to yourself, mate?
Broke my thumb.
You broke your thumb? Sorry, there's a lady in a wheelchair down here crying. I'm sure he's going to be okay. I'm sure he's going to be. We're going to start a GoFundMe. How did you break your thumb? A motorbike accident. I think you probably did quite well there. A broken thumb's not the worst thing that can happen. What was the accident? You were trying to get a lift? And you were in a full cast for a broken thumb? I'm going to check in with a friend. District nurse. Is that fucking necessary? Is it? District, you know, couldn't give a fuck. Yeah, sure. I'll sign you, Cass. Come here. What? I've got a pen on me. It's fucking easy. Hey, man, how are you? What's, Ain't no problem at all. Careful on the fucking bike. Oh, he's broken his thumb. Huh?
Ipswich Town Women.
Ipswich Town Women.
Football Club.
Ipswich Town Women Football Club. What signed your cast?
Yes.
Some lesbian signed his cast. Get well soon. Hi, Jimmy. Bit of advice, please. All my mates take the mickey out of me because despite being 30, I've still yet to date a woman younger than 46. The only attention I ever get is from cougars. Can you advise me how to make myself attractive to the younger woman? Where's the guy at 30? Where are you, mate?
Hello.
Hello. Are you, from just that hello, I'm guessing your sisters are much older, are they? Come on, Ipswich, you know what you did. What do you do, my friend?
Quizmaster.
You're a quizmaster? What?
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about? What? I'm the quizmaster. It's not Dungeons and Dragons. What the... What? I fucking host quizzes. Get off my lawn. What? Where do you host quizzes? You host quizzes in Lowestoft. What kind of quiz? Are you a police officer? The only quizzing done in Lowestoft is where were you on the night of the incident? What, like pub quizzes?
Yeah.
Oh, pub quizzes in Lowestoft. Fucking tremendous. And you attract the older woman?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What do you mean, unfortunately? There's nothing the matter with a bit of granny fanny. Just go with it. Yeah, it might be just... 30 is a really key age. Because guys go for looks, right? So beauty is a proxy for healthy, right? And at 30, because women go for competence. And men are incompetent until they're 30. Fucking boys. Women don't find boys attractive, they find men attractive. So it might switch for you now, you never know. Maybe, have a lot of dating advice for the quizmaster. Stop thinking about what you want and think about what you have to offer. No problem. We'll move on. Can you give me a passive-aggressive message to send to my ex, please? His name is Charles. Thank you. Where's Charles's ex? Hi. Diana's alive. What happened in that tunnel? How come you broke up with Charles? What happened?
He left me.
He left you? What? Oh.
Why?
Out of the blue? Was it out of the blue? How long had you been together?
7 months.
10 months. 7. Okay, well, he fucking left. All right. And then, do you mind me asking, how old are you?
25.
25? Do you like quizzes? I don't know if he's got the chat. I imagine he'll if he finds you, he'll go, I am in canoe, but not in kayak. If you get my drift. Fucking be normal. I don't think you can passively, aggressively text a guy you broke up with. I think anything you text has the same message in it, which is just, you know, conflict equals contact. So just leave it. There's a lovely old Scottish phrase, what's for you won't go by you. If he couldn't see how great you are, go to where you wanted. Fuck that guy. Good luck. What else?
1 hour left to live, what would you do?
What's me?
1 hour left to live, what would you do?
If I had 1 hour left to live, would Google the cure. I guess. I mean, in I don't know. An hour? What, sorry?
Fat Rachel Riley.
Yeah, what am I going to do for another 59 minutes? So, you've already thought this through, have you? I don't know. I think I'd probably go sort of catch 22. I'd try and find something very boring to do for those 22 minutes. Or for those, yeah.
Susie Dent.
Something very boring to do, Susie Dent. That's pretty good. I'd chat to Susie Dent for an hour, and I reckon I would welcome death.
Do you think the right or the left are more easily offended?
Do I think the right or the left are more easily offended?
Yeah.
Depends what era. Right now, probably the left are more easily offended, but it swings. I don't think left and right is the metric that I would... I like freedom authoritarian. That's more what I'd be thinking about, but yeah. What are you, on the left or the right?
Left.
Okay. You're probably more offended, but that went a different way in the 70s, right? 70s and 80s. The words and the things we're offended by just fucking change over time, but be all right. I'll probably get cancelled for stuff I say this evening, but not for a few years. 16-year-old with his GCSEs in less than a month, I'm here watching you instead of revising. Any tips? Jay. Where's Jay? Where are you, Jay?
Yo!
Yo! Stop. Collaborate and listen. Yo. From Ipswich, you might want to take it down a gear. Yo. Cowabunga, Jay. A very 90s vibe off this kid. What do you want to be, Jay? What do you want to do?
Active.
What?
Active.
Okay. Okay, that's a fucking long shot, kid. Have you been in stuff?
Yeah.
You have? What have you been in? Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and the School of Rock. What, in the West End, in Ipswich, where?
At my school.
At your school. Okay. Jay, you're 16, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you want to be an actor?
Indeed.
Right, here's my advice to you. Genuinely, I wish you well, Jay. I hope it fucking works out. But being an actor, you're relying on other people bringing you flowers, right? Someone's got to cast you in something, put you in something, and they're in charge of your fate. So fuck that. You have no agency in that. So what I would do, what I'd advise you to do, is become a writer and write yourself a part and then perform it. But if you do that, then at least you can fucking make a difference to it. Good luck. Mm. 16. Who are you here with?
My mum.
She's disappointed. I thought it was best we just pull that band-aid off. All right, the mum, how are you? You all right? You're good? What do you do?
I work in the control room at the electricity board.
You work in the control room at the electricity board? Is that a job? That feels like AI is going to take over very soon. Don't panic, he can act like he's not upset. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.